So, what are your plans? Sit with me and I'll tell you. Lindy ushered her to a small love seat in one of the flats. I want some of that something-something J-Dub's been getting on the side. What's good for the goose. But I have a plan for a very discreet operation. Why not just go out and get some from any of the young studs that would so easily follow you home? It's not a young stud I want. Besides, there is the risk of accidental pregnancy and STDs. They usually have no sense of discretion either, she added as an afterthought. That makes sense. I can imagine how difficult it could be if it were spread around your social circle that you're getting busy with a young man. Speaking of social circles, Lindy said, I have a large one, as you can imagine, and many of these women are in the same boat I'm in. So we have a large group of Atlanta's elite with raging hormones? Marley teased. Lindy broke out in laughter. That is one way of putting it, but I prefer to think of us as women with needs and plenty of money to meet those needs. So how do I fit in this picture? Marley turned toward Lindy. I thought you would never ask. Lindy looked Marley in the eyes. I would like to convert this place into a very exclusive club, and I would like you to be the manager. What kind of club? First and foremost, it would be a health club complete with fitness trainers, tennis pro, massage therapists, and a juice and coffee bar. The men have their boys' clubs, and I want to create a strictly female environment for my friends and I to enjoy. I sense there is more, based on our previous conversation. You are a sharp one, Marley. Lindy moved closer to her and placed a hand on her thigh. In addition to a good workout, my friends and I would like some extra attention. Pardon my crudeness, but a whorehouse? Marley asked. I would not consider the employees here as whores, and I find the term completely demeaning. I envision the staff here to be well-educated in their skills and willing to provide the extra care to the clientele if they so desire. Their participation is strictly voluntary and would be well compensated above and beyond their normal salaries, always on a cash basis.